You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Turn and face the strange
changes.
Don't want to be a richer man.
And we'll certainly be facing some of our very own changes this weekend as the fall weather starts rolling into the region. I'm Ariel Van Cleve, filling in for Bellamy Palethorpe this week. Our weather expert Cliff Mass will tell us about the cooler temperatures and rain that are expected. Plus, we'll talk about how accurate the forecasting was leading up to recent hurricanes that hit Houston and Florida. So, Cliff, it looks like the summer may be coming to a close for us here in Western Washington.
Well, no, I mean, summer goes through the 21st, technically. But every year there's a point where we realize fall is here, that the summer is over, and that's going to be Sunday. We've had this run of dry weather that extends it out months. Temperatures have been above normal. We've even had smoke and ash, but everything's going to change this weekend. Today, well, mid-70s, great sun. I think we're going to squeak out with Saturday. Temperatures getting up into the lower to mid-70s for most, maybe a few clouds on the coasts, but Saturday will be pretty good. But then everything changes on Monday. A fairly vigorous Pacific front is headed right towards us. And I think it'll bring rain starting somewhere around 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock for the Puget Sound region on Sunday. Temperatures will plummet. The high on Sunday will only be like 62 or 63. Can you imagine that?
No.
It's amazing. And then we have temperatures for the next few days around 60, showers on Monday. So, we'll see 60s for much of the week coming up. It was about time this happened. The sun is now getting weaker quickly. The nights are getting longer, and eventually it had to catch up with us.
Unfortunately, yes, eventually it did. And while it's been very dry for us here, that hasn't really been the case to the south of us, and especially for Houston and Florida. And in your blog this week, you were talking about the reactions to forecasts by the National Weather Service leading up to Hurricane Irma. That's the one that hit Florida. What are people saying about those forecasts?
There were some criticisms, some people saying, well, the forecast initially said it was going to be the east side of the Florida Peninsula rather than the west side that really hit. But, standing back, the forecast for Irma was a triumph. If you go back 10 days before the landfall, the world's best global model, the European Center, was predicting this storm would rev up and go at Florida. I mean, we're talking about 10 days ahead of time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just startling that we can do this. And then as we got closer in, 2 or 3 days out, the models were all showing this sharp right turn that was going to occur. And my God, it happened. We couldn't have done that a few decades ago, that's for sure. And, there's some criticism, well, we didn't get the which coast of Florida right, 3 or 4 days out. But, would be amazingly difficult to do. It's just an era of, 60, 70 miles made all the difference in the forecast. And we really just don't have that ability days out into the future. So any way you look at it, I think this forecast for Irma was really amazingly good. And it's something that we just didn't have the technology or the skill to do decades ago.
And how do those improvements come into play from decades ago to now? You mentioned technology. Is that a big part of it? Or is there anything else that comes along with getting better at forecasting these kinds of storms?
Well, there's really two major aspects to the improvement. One are the satellites. We have sophisticated weather satellites that not only get pretty pictures, but can actually sense the temperatures and winds at various levels in the atmosphere. And so in the old days, we didn't know what was going on over the oceans. But today, we know everything that's going on over the ocean. And we can use this information from satellites and other technologies to tell our models what's happening right now. That's the first step in a forecast. Then our models have gotten much better. Our global models have higher and higher resolution, better and better physics, how they describe radiation and what happens in clouds, things like that. That's improved. Ends up giving us much, much better forecasts.
We're talking about Hurricane Irma, but what about the forecasting that was happening leading up to Hurricane Harvey? That's the one that hit Houston.
Now, Harvey was a little bit different. The storm exploded 3 or 4 days out before, and we didn't get that quite right. But once we got within two days of the storm, our models were forecasting enormous and unprecedented precipitation, and that was correct. So we were able to give people at least several days very accurate warning of the very heavy precipitation, so that allowed people to get out of the way. Remember, we had two storms hitting places that have a lot of population, and very, very few people died. That's amazing. When a hurricane hit Galveston in the early part of the 20th century, you know, thousands of people died. So we've come a long way.
All right, Cliff, thanks so much.
Sure, Ariel.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and you hear him every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Ariel Van Cleve, 88.5 News.